Hello, welcome back to the Reducer the Worst podcast you listen to. Howard H. Smith leads Scum here with my good friend Liverpool Scum, Dave Klein.
Hello, Howard. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thanks. I'm very well. This will be the title, but we're gonna cover the European football because that was just a couple of days ago. In fact, the last ties were last night, recording this on Friday.
Let's start with the championship, though. Let's start with the championship.
I think no, let's not. It's fucking nearly a week ago. I think everybody knows what happened. Nobody in the top six in the Premier League or the Championship won a game. One team did. Well done. Anyway, European nights. Famous at Anfield. Now for all the wrong reasons. Liverpool, unfortunately, part of a number of clubs ruining the English coefficient, making sure that there's not an extra Champions League place. By heroically underperforming. Now, Dave, I'm sorry, but I am going to have to remind you of this slightly entitled statement you made not 2 weeks ago on this very podcast. Probably going to win the Europa League now. I mean, it's not the Champions League, is it? And that has come back and smashed you in the face.
Oh yeah, big time! Like a scaffolding pole across the neck.
Wow, yeah. That's vicious.
Nasty, nasty. Two scaffolding poles. And then you walk on and hit a rake and that hits you in the face as well.
Yeah, Sideshow Bob style.
Well, you know, I got what I deserved, didn't I?
Yes, but I mean, nobody saw that, saw the 3-0 coming. And no, nobody did. Nobody saw these frailties that have just like, they do seem to have appeared out of nowhere. Liverpool have won more points than any other team from losing positions this season. Mm-hmm. They've always come back.
Not anymore.
Well, funnily enough, I heard a stat which was really interesting. Now, I might be slightly wrong, so I'm going to just... But I think out of 52 games this season, Liverpool have gone behind in 25.
Yeah.
And I, you know, that, I think, is key. And you're seeing that... But you're seeing what happens at this stage in a season is that really... It's the grind, isn't it? You know, Arsenal have suddenly, you know, been found wanting. It's just a whole season of just many, many games, isn't it?
Going behind in a game is fine as long as you're scoring loads of goals, which is what we were doing. But when you suddenly stop scoring the goals as well and can only rely on penalties and fucking corners and free kicks to score, then, yeah.
Well, it
suggests we've got a problem with our defence first and foremost, because you keep them out first, you keep out goals, then you've always got a chance of scoring. We've got a problem.
I do think that's a little harsh, given the fact that you've been so wasteful with chances. Two games at Old Trafford.
True.
You had 33 shots and one goal, I'm afraid. That's beyond profit.
That's ridiculous.
And also
ridiculous.
I'm sorry, but my favourite, Darwin Nunez. Should have scored.
100%.
And that whole narrative has come back to bite Liverpool in the arse, really. Because I think it's been the other way around. I think you'd have won games by more if you've been putting those chances away. Also, unfortunately for you, much like ourselves, Leeds, the international break, that last international break. Wow. Has done you no favour. We've really struggled since then, and Salah just hasn't looked like the same player since.
No, not at all. And Jota, you know, he was on fire before he got injured. Can't expect him to come back and be firing on all cylinders. I think we're done. I think it's City's to lose now the title.
Well, factually, it is, isn't it?
That's it. That's what I mean. So they're not going to slip up. Not now. They're like a fucking dog with a bone at this point in the season. Yeah. They've just done it so many times. Arsenal, don't know. Arsenal, I think it will end as it is. 1-2-3. City, Arsenal, Liverpool. That's top three.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, you can't predict.
But I would love to see. I'd love to see Arsenal do it. I really, really would.
It'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would. And
they
I mean,
play great football, really nice football.
Yeah. And they do, and but let's be honest, Man City play great football.
Of course.
And again, talking
But
not
it's
scoring, I
Man
mean, you know,
City.
they had the most shots in a Champions League qualifying stage game
Yes, I
since
saw that
Liverpool.
stat. I saw that stat. Yeah,
Yeah.
they were doing in Liverpool,
Yeah,
weren't they?
and and lost on penalties.
Was it
And
33 shots or something? Something ridiculous. Yeah.
And Bernardo Silva's penalty, which is the one that, you know, Ron Atkinson, who this podcast is named after, give him the
Yeah.
reducer, son. Not because
Yeah.
we're racists, just because he was doing a lot of co-coms when we were watching a lot of football.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just stick it down the middle, percentages. Now, funnily enough, I heard two goalkeepers talking about this,
Yeah.
and they both said the same thing, which is what the Madrid keeper has done there is so difficult, because as a goalkeeper, every
Yeah.
fiber of your being is saying dive, make a
Dive.
choice, make a
Yeah,
decision.
yeah.
He said to stand there, and
Yeah.
Che Given said, I in a penalty shootout in the World Cup,
Yeah.
they were playing, I think it was Spain or something like that, and he said Mendieta, well, it would be Spain because like he plays for Spain. Mendieta stepped up and he said, and everybody had told me he'll go straight down the middle. He'll go straight down the middle. And he said, I stood there as long as I could.
Yeah.
But eventually I just had to dive, and he
Dive.
stuck it down the middle.
Yeah.
So I think it's, you know, for if it, so from a goalkeeping point of view, which is not a point of view that I have, but I thought that was just really, really interesting hearing Shay Given and Paul Robinson both saying
Yeah.
that's an incredible save and nobody is going to realize why.
Yeah.
To just
Yeah.
have the boy, to just have the nous, the strength of character to just stand there and go. He said, because if Bernardo Silva puts it left or right,
Yeah.
he is getting absolutely hammered.
Yeah.
You know, so fair play to him. Fair
Yeah,
play to him.
good.
Yeah, great, wonderful. But
Well, I know Rothney's not here to defend, but it does stop what would have been
an
annoying,
unbearable
a
trouble.
double treble.
Oh
Fucking
yeah.
hell.
Well,
That was,
as it is, they could
yeah.
become the first team in the history of English football, which stretches back to 1888, kids,
Yeah.
not 1992, to be the first team to win four titles in a
Four
row in the
on the
English top
bounce,
division.
yeah.
Yeah, it's not
No.
Scotland, for fuck's sake.
No.
Or Germany, for that matter. And look at Germany, right? Two teams in the semis, the
Yeah.
Bundesliga.
Yeah.
You know,
Wow.
where fan ownership is a thing. You know, it's just
Good.
proving that maybe, you know, you don't need untold wealth to get somewhere.
Yeah.
But that's huge. That is
Yeah.
huge. Although I think, I've got to be honest, I think both teams go out. I think it's a Madrid PSG final.
Yeah.
I hope not. I hope it's the other way around. The weird thing is,
Yeah.
how weird is this? If Bayern and Bayer Leverkusen get, sorry, Bayer Leverkusen, and but Borussia Dortmund get through, it's Bayern Munich and Borussia Dortmund at Wembley for the Champions League again, because that's who was there last time.
Wow.
Yeah, that, I mean, well, football, eh? Bloody hell.
Bloody hell.
Bloody hell. So just turning slightly to the other teams in Europe, lest we forget.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Emi Martinez, the goalkeeper who loves a penalty shootout, does it
I
again.
know. He's got some
Unbelievable.
cojones on him, that fella.
Hasn't he just? Hasn't he
Yeah.
just? But what was really interesting is, did you see he got two yellows during that?
Yeah, well, they said he was it what's his name, the manager,
Unai
blah,
Emery, good
blah,
evening.
yeah, Emery. He thought he'd been sent off. He said,
Yeah. But it's dead funny because I really like Martinez. I think he's I
character,
mean, you know, as a goalkeeper, it takes quite a lot for the opposition fans to hate you. So I think he must be doing something right.
yeah.
But also the fact that he was saying that he got booked in the first half after half an hour for time wasting, and he said like we were a goal down. So I don't know what that's about. And it was just like, it's just he just he's awesome. He's awesome. I really, really like it. I saw his interview on the Match of the Day a while back when Villa were looking like they could actually mount a title challenge, and they said, you know, he goes, do you think you can mount a title challenge? And he goes, yeah, I do. And you could see the interviewer was like, you know, oh, well, we're just taking one game at a time, blah, blah, blah. And he went, yeah, I do. And he just puts his hand on the shoulder of the interviewer and he goes, I'm a believer, mate. It's just like, this guy's fucking cool. I really like him. And to think, you know, Arsenal let him go. I mean,
I know.
his story alone is amazing, incredible. I mean, he's been on loan at, like, you know, Huddersfield and you name it.
It's mad, isn't it?
Well, Arsenal sent him out on loan for about 10 years. He had one season in goal for him, they won the FA Cup, and then got rid of him. And it has to be said, you know, a bit of a mistake. So well done, Villa. I am, you know, I'm just full of admiration.
And Emery knows how to win European trophies, so who's not to say they'll go on and win it?
Oh, he's an absolute. He's a
Yeah,
he's a
he's a good
legend of the
coach.
he's
Good
a legend of
coach.
the European
It'd be nice to
of the
see them
European
get
trophies.
the fourth Champions League place as well, just for a
Yeah,
change.
I'd be interested to see what Villa can do there. Although, you know, financial fair play, we'll have to wait and see. We'll
Yeah,
move on
true.
to that in a bit. But the other European club, third season in a row in a European quarter final, West Ham. Well, how many fucking years do you think it's going to be before we say that again?
I
That
know.
West Ham have been in a European quarter final three seasons in a row. I mean, they are. I really feel for Moyes. Not a fan.
No.
I don't particularly like his football. He is pragmatic. He's some would say he's a little outdated. He doesn't rotate as much as maybe everybody else does.
Yeah.
But when you think of the old school managers who are still achieving, it's like David Moyes and who else?
This is
You
it,
know,
yeah.
he's gone through a real pivotal sort of part of change in the Premier League,
Yeah.
and he's still there. And you know, I just think, I think West Ham fans are. I mean, they said at the moment West Ham are currently eighth and have just been knocked out of a European
Yeah.
quarter final. Well, so, I mean, as a West Ham fan, if there's any listening, I doubt it. But if you are,
What more do you expect?
yeah, what, seventh, sixth, maybe?
Seventh in a semi-final?
Well, I mean, you know, they've managed to get into Europe before, so it's like, so yeah, okay, so you finish higher than eighth. But I mean, are you going to break into the top four? No,
No.
that's not happening.
No.
I mean, you know, you're London's third team at
Yeah,
best.
at best. At best, yeah.
So, you know, I don't get, and it's like, well, no, we want, you know, we want to watch more entertaining football. This is where we come back to that sort of discussion we were having earlier in the season about football being entertainment, and that's something that fans like go on about. But as a player, you are going to go out to win the game. That's it. You're going out to win. You're not going out to entertain and lose. You're going out to win. So there is a slight disconnect because I'm sure players at West Ham playing under Moyes are like, what fucking more do they want? Because as players, we're doing our job. Manager's doing his job.
I said it last week. It's like, who else you want? Who else is going to do the job? Why do you want to get
Alan
rid of him?
Kirbishley.
Who's going to come in? Yeah, Alan Kirbyshev. Fucking hell.
Yeah. Well, remember, do you remember? I know I'm dragging this up again, but do you remember how established Charlton Athletic were in the
Yes, I
Premier
do.
League?
I do.
And I mean, they were never even with a sniff
No.
of relegation. And they decide that it's time to part ways with Alan
Yeah.
Kirbishley after all these years.
Yeah.
And, you know, we you know, want to try a different style of football, but
Yeah.
relegated. And
Careful what you
where
wish
are
for.
they
Yeah,
now?
exactly.
And exactly the same happened to, and I'm not his biggest fan, but Sam Allardyce, when he left Bolton after many years, getting him into Europe, let's not forget. And they went, right, well, you know, look, Sam's moving on. Sammy Lee is now the man, and he's bringing in a an assistant manager, and we're just going to play a bit more. You know, it's been great, and Sam, what Sam's done for us is
Expansive.
marvelous. It's great, but we want to sort of, move on and, change the style of football. Yeah, you've moved on. You've moved on to League One. And I mean, they fucking dropped like a stone out of the Premier League, and they've never been seen since.
Good.
Yeah, well, there is that, isn't there? There is that. But yeah, I never thought I'd say this. Thank you, West Ham, for introducing me to a feeling I have never felt before. Pity for David Moyes. I was over the moon for him when he got the Man United job. Actually, I wasn't. Were you one of those? God, we're just going back 10 years now. Fuck it, who cares? Were you like he's the man for like Man United at the
Well, it
time? Do you
seemed,
remember or giving a shit?
everyone thought he was the right fit, even Fergie. So
Yeah, well,
if Fergie endorses him, why would anyone else question it? So.
well, didn't they? Didn't wasn't like, no, he wasn't on the pitch, but like Ferguson was saying, and this next
He was
guy,
pretty much
Froehlich,
presented at
he's the
the
right
end.
guy, and give him support and give him
Give him some.
time.
He did that. He did it.
Within a year, Ferguson is not taking David Moyes' calls.
That's
That famous.
I mean, I don't know if you know what happened. Well, you probably do. Your football knowledge is more superior to mine. But Moyes went in and he did what he shouldn't have done. He did a Souness at Liverpool. So Souness tried to come in, and Souness tried to modernise Liverpool because he played in with AC Milan and stuff. Wanted to change the culture of the club. Bad idea. I mean, admittedly, Souness did win the FA Cup, but Moyes tried to do the same. It's like, why would you try and do the change such extensive changes so quickly, so soon? Just give it a year or two.
But
Work your
also, I
ideas in
think,
slowly but surely.
but I think Rio Ferdinand has made some really good points about this. Sorry, Rio Judas Ferdinand has made some really good points on this. Actually, I heard an interview with him the other day where he actually talks about Leeds, and he said it's he had a friend of his, a tangent again, remind me to come back, and he was talking to somebody, and he said, like, a mate of his says, well, he said, I've got a lot of Leeds fans who are friends. And he said that, and said, one of the things they really hate about you is the fact that you never talk about Leeds. And I don't get asked about Leeds. That's why. So the interviewer was like, so what was your time at Leeds United like? And
Wow.
Ferdinand just goes, honestly, probably the happiest I've ever been playing football on and off the pitch.
Wow.
The highlight, personally, of my career, because one city club, everywhere you go, people have got your back and they're looking out for you. Less pressure, team on the up, whole city behind you, everybody singing from the same song sheet, a young team, a young manager. And it said the vibe on and off the pitch was just
Incredible,
unbelievable. And he said, and he said, on the minute I went to Man United, it was, he said, football did become more of a job. Yeah, and it had to be. And I'm not complaining, but actually, you asked the kid from the East End what it was, the most fun I had playing football, other
Leeds.
than, not professionally, is at Leeds. Which was great, but anyway, Judas Ferdinand was saying that when Moyes came in, he said straight away he just didn't convince any of the players that he was big enough for the job. The job was bigger than him, and he said, I remember preparing for a game, can't remember who it was against, and we were there, and Moyes was going like, right, we've got to be careful on Saturday, like. They've got these, and he said, I remember just standing there thinking, mate, we're Man United. They should be worrying about us. What's what are you panicking about? What's the problem? Have you not seen who's in your squad? And he said it was that attitude of so many years spent preparing for the opposition, because he was never the they he'd never been managed a club who favourite to win anything.
So he'd taken his Everton mentality, and it's like, talk about losing the dressing room immediately.
Yes. Well, it's like listening to the Peter Crouch podcast. He says, I've seen players and managers like written off in their first half an hour at the club. He said, you buy a like a 40 million pound player or something, and it first in training, and he like the first two or three passes, and he's like, can't trap him, and it lets it run over his foot. That's it. That's it. Everybody is just going, oh, fucking hell, what have we done here? Oh, we just wasted a shitload of money. It's like, he said, now I'm not saying like they all like, he said, a lot of them sort of come back or whatever. It's savage. But it was interesting hearing him say that, because I thought, yeah, that's a really good point. But to get back to what he's doing at West Ham, again, I think West Ham is such a good fit from that point of view.
Yeah, definitely.
The Everton of London, if you like.
Yes. They're not a massive club. I know they've got a big following, but they're not a massive club. They're kind of medium-sized, aren't they?
Well, yeah, I mean, the weird thing is like, I don't know, are they? I don't know what size club is what anymore. I mean, I don't know about you, but I somewhere in my brain, Coventry should be in the Premier League. I'm fucking hell, where's is my head broken? Blackburn, they should be in the Premier League. They fucking want it. These are like teams that we that you know that that were in that were established sides for so long. And then there's other teams like Bournemouth, really, really little seaside town. Bournemouth. I mean, really, really. You've got Bournemouth, right? You've got Bournemouth in the Premier League.
Brentford.
You smart, spot on, mate. I mean,
Brentford.
really? Brentford.
Brentford.
Brentford, who've just moved into a new ground,
Yeah,
which is
yeah.
smaller than every other ground in the fucking Premier League apart from Luton and Bournemouth.
I'm old enough to remember Liverpool playing Brentford in 90, I think it was 1974, 75. I remember at the time I was about 11 or 12. I went, where the fuck's Brentford? What the fuck is that? And I had to look it up on a map. And it's just, I went, ugh, Brentford, fuck off. Brentford Nylons.
Well, the thing
There's
is,
an
I've lived here.
advert for
Well,
nylon
look, we've.
stockings.
Oh, God. Well, look, we've both lived here
Yeah.
a good time. Now, sorry, listeners,
Yeah,
both
old bastards moment.
Dave and I live at probably about a 15-minute drive from Brentford. And I've lived in London coming up 30 years. And when I moved here, Brentford were rightly, nailed to the bottom of like League Two or whatever. Do you know what I mean? I mean, the rise and rise of Brentford is as a football fan, romantic and beautiful. As a Leeds fan, galling. You know what I mean? It's like, how does that happen?
I know,
I mean,
I
you
know.
say, oh, I remember, I was playing them all those years ago and blah, blah. Yeah, well, we were playing them fucking 3 seasons ago in fucking, the championship. And you look at the players that Brentford have delivered, never mind the managers, as they've just gone through manager to manager, and they're like Brighton. They're so well run, which again, there's a phrase that's cropped up over the last few years, isn't it? Oh, they're so well. We actually talk about football clubs being well run. Do you know what I mean? Oh, they're well run. Oh yeah, so we, yeah. Anyway, they bring in a series of managers. Look at the players they've delivered. Ollie Watkins, for instance, he's from Brentford. Yep, that's where he got his where he came up. We bought Stuart Dallas from Brentford, and at that point, I'd like to say, fucking hell, what a fucking shame.
Oh no,
He's had to
terrible,
retire.
terrible.
I'll always remember. For me, the greatest moment in a Leeds shirt, Stuart Dallas, and unfortunately, for a lot of a certain era of Leeds players, their greatest moments were behind closed doors. But greatest moment in a Leeds shirt for Stuart Dallas, when, and just check your heads, listeners, right? When Leeds beat Man City at the Emirates with 10 men. And Stuart Dallas scored two of them. I
Wow.
mean, who's beating Man City with 10 men at the Emirates now? Fucking
Etihad.
nobody.
Etihad.
Sorry, Etihad. They're interchangeable, aren't they, really?
They are really.
Absolute ledge, absolute
Yeah.
ledge. But unfortunately, the injury that he's had is fucking brutal. You know the ball of your
Yes.
thigh bone that goes.
Yeah.
He sheared the top of the ball off.
Wow. Ouch.
Yeah, it's oh. Broke
Jesus.
his and broke his thigh bone
Yeah.
and sheared the top of that off.
Took the top off his femur. Jesus. Or the bottom off his femur, rather.
Yeah, I mean, that is fucking horrific, isn't it?
That's
Absolutely horrific.
horrendous. That is a terrible injury. Jesus. Poor bastard.
I know, I know.
Well, I
And
hope he gets a lands a pundit's job or something, something that compensates.
I don't really think that's kind of Stuart Dallas, really.
No.
You know, he's a lot more sort of unassuming than that.
No.
But I just really, really feel for it. And funnily enough, I think it was at Man City where, not in that game, obviously, but it was at Man City where he was injured playing for us. He's never come back, which is just such a shame. Such a shame. Really do feel for him. Should we do a little preview?
Yes.
Leeds, we don't play till Monday, so we're going to sit and watch what Ipswich and Leicester do. But on Monday, we're playing Middlesbrough, where we come up against ex-Leeds Johnny Howson. He's been ex-Leeds a while, but we also come up ex-Leeds Luke Ayling, who was Leeds until January. So
Right. Okay. Yeah.
hopefully, he does the decent thing, either gets sent off or scores an own goal.
Yeah.
Let's see. But it's going to be.
How did he leave the club? Under a cloud
Oh,
or head
fantastic,
held high?
fantastic. No, just like absolutely on wonderful terms. I mean,
Okay.
he's an absolute ledge. And to be
Yeah.
honest, he looked cooked when he played for us the two or three
Yeah.
times he did this season. I mean, as in like, oh, he's lost it. And he's playing week in, week out for Middlesbrough and looking great. So,
Yeah.
clearly terrible judge of player that I am, got
Yeah.
that wrong.
Yeah.
But
Easily done.
Got to see what happens with Ipswich and Leicester first.
Yeah.
Hopefully, they both have horrific defeats, and then we go and smash Middlesbrough. But we'll see. Who've you got?
Fulham.
Fulham.
No.
Oh, right.
We're now in the midst of this away run, away game run.
Oh yeah.
Fulham, West Ham, someone else, I can't remember.
Oh.
Yeah, that's not a good game to go to
Yeah. Hang
after.
on. Hang on. Hang on. Right. If West Ham are at best third best team in London, then Fulham are
Yeah.
fourth. And you've just described them as medium sized. So if Fulham are,
Yeah.
if West Ham are medium sized, Fulham are just like slightly below medium sized.
Yeah.
I mean, look, you should smash them both. But
No, but we won't,
unfortunately,
will we?
form
We
you're in.
won't. We should have beaten Atalanta, but we didn't. Should have beaten Crystal Palace, but we didn't. Form at the moment is terrible. Let's be
Also,
honest.
that Atalanta and that Palace game, the thing about them both is you had nailed on chances to be one
Yeah.
up
Yeah.
before and you put those away. And is that maybe a symptom? God, this is a real reach, but it's the kind of thing that you hear on a normal punditry podcast. So let's fucking be one of those
Yeah.
tossers for a minute. But is that kind of like, yeah, do you know what? Like Klopp's magic is waning. It's like it's the end of an era, and these are teams you'd be putting away. These are chances you'd be scoring. These would be like something's not quite right. You've had to come from behind too many times this season, and it's costing you now. It's a problem that's been there right from the beginning that's never been fixed, and
Yeah.
it's kind of a sort of,
I think there's no one reason. I think it's multifactorial. I
Good
think
point.
we've played a lot of games. Your point entirely, that to a degree relies on luck. So our luck's run out. Shooting boots aren't aligned. We've had some terrible injuries. Yeah, I mean, there's just a list of reasons, and it's the perfect storm, really. And I think there's a degree of them trying too hard as well, but Klopp. And it's almost like, when you try too hard, you tense up. You're trying
Yeah.
so hard to sort of give him a good send off that you're probably missing chances that you would normally do if you were relaxed and in the flow. I don't know. I think it's a tricky game. We said this about them coming to Anfield a couple of weeks ago, and you laughed in my face when I said got a tricky game on. I think it was again. It was on Sunday,
Did you
and
win?
we did win. We won
Thank you.
2-1. I think it was a tight 2-1. Well, I can
You mean it was two
probably
one?
I can see, yeah, but it should have been more. Should have been 3-1, 4-1, but
Well,
again,
and therein is your
didn't take the
season.
chances. Yeah. Yeah, I can see they'll be up for it, and I can see a similar situation. They might even do a Palace on us, narrow win. So yeah. What did you
Is
expect?
there another happy Liverpool fan?
Yeah, you did.
Well, I think that's a great place to leave it. What did you expect? Yeah, absolutely. And listeners, if that's what did you expect? I mean, I think he was talking to you, not me. What did you
What
expect?
did you expect?
All right, thank you very much. See you next week, Dave.
Yeah, see you next time.
And speak to you all next week. Thanks for listening. Bye.